views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women in this gorgeous Friday afternoon. I'm excited today. I'm going to be talking with Debbie Goldberg, and I was on Debbie's show last week, which is called AngelHeartRadio.com, and so we're sharing our shows together, so it's great. Debbie has practiced as a clinical therapist for 18 years in Pennsylvania. She specialized in mental health and substance abuse issues for adults and couples, and now she's in private practice as a spiritual mentor and lives in Florida. She is the author of a 3-volume series called A Divinely Ordered Life that she scribed from Jesus, God, and the angels. Volume 1 is Are You Ready to Listen, God? And Volume 2, God's Covenant. She also has, as I said, her host of a radio show, AngelHeartRadio.com. She helps others understand the spiritual journey and brings the spiritual knowledge of her own awakening into her work to inspire healing, love, joy, purpose, and creativity as each of us works through our own spiritual journey. And it's been fun reading your book, Debbie, so welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you having me on Voices of Women and for being on my show last week. This will be great.
Yeah. Well, so I want to start off. I always like to start with people's stories and how you got where you are. You were raised in a Jewish family on Long Island. So what was your childhood, young adult life? How did that set the course for having this spiritual mentor life now? If you could briefly tell us.
Yeah, it's really been an interesting ride. I was brought up in a Jewish family. However, we were not religious. You would call us more of cultural Jews. My parents never really talked about God, but I grew up believing that there was a God or something. I don't know how I thought that, but I always felt it, and I always spoke to God as a child. And my parents had a great work ethic. Education was not valued as much as I think it could have been. When I was younger, I was told that I wasn't college material based on my educational performance thus far. However, I was in a pretty dysfunctional family, and I endured a lot of trauma growing up, emotionally, physically, and sexually. And I spent a good part of my life trying to just figure out how to be safe throughout my life. And I was kind of wandering. I wasn't really on a spiritual path per se. I would read something now and then, but I was not an avid seeker. I got married about 22 years old, and I have 2 beautiful children from that marriage and now grandchildren. And early in my marriage, I was pretty unhappy, and I prayed a lot for about 5 years, actually, for direction, because I didn't know what I was doing. And I went to sleep one night. It was 1990, and I had a dream. And this dream completely laid out everything that I was supposed to do. It told me I needed to go to college, and I needed to become a therapist, and this is the steps that I needed to take. And when I woke up in the morning, I knew it was a divine intervention. The dream just spoke so loudly on a spiritual level to me that it was God speaking to me. Here, you've been asking for direction. This is what I want you to do. And of course, I had never been to college before because my family just didn't think that that was a good fit for me at the time. I was now 33 years old. And so I luckily lived in State College, Pennsylvania, where Penn State University is. And I enrolled in classes and scared. I've never, you know, been to college. I wasn't a great student in, when I was younger. I'd been away from school for a long time. And eventually this ended up into a divorce too. My ex-husband just did not understand how I could just go to school based on a dream about, and I've never talked about going to college before. I never talked about being a therapist. But I went, and it took me 6 years. I had to get a bachelor's and a master's. And I spent the next years of my life just working for 18 years in the mental health and drug and alcohol field, which I loved doing. I never looked back on it. That dream was perfect. And I had a dream also to have a private practice, which I actually attained that in 2011. And I've been pretty driven all my life to prove myself. I was basically trying to prove myself to my parents. I worked really hard during college. I had two kids. I was working three jobs. I was going to school full time. I don't even know how I did it. But that's the way my life has been. It's driven to succeed, to prove myself. And in 2014, I got into a conflict with my son and his wife. And this really threw me into delving into myself as to why I am having conflict with people that I love. I couldn't understand it. And I came across this person's work. Her name is Margaret Paul, and she has a website, and she has a technique called inner bonding. It's all about the inner child. And I had read an article that she had written about how we create our own pain. And I immediately connected to this article and I said, I need to sign up for a workshop. Now, mind you, you know, and as being a counselor, you're always taught to get CEU continuing education credit for your profession, but there's nothing about personal development. And I had not really done personal development. I thought I had done a lot of healing in my life. And as I started to go to this workshop and understand that I was missing out on a lot of things, well, during the workshop, Margaret does a meditation. And the meditation is about finding your spiritual guide and about visually seeing your spiritual guide and being able to connect with it. And during this meditation where she has you find your happy place. And mine was at a pool. And so I was sitting by a pool with my feet in the water. And all of a sudden, this man comes and sits next to me. And he's in his 30s, wearing a white T-shirt and a blue jeans and dark wavy hair, shoulder length. I didn't really know who it was, but it felt really good. Like I felt like I was sitting in the presence of something very loving and wonderful. And this was all started to happen like you were watching a movie in your mind. Well, I was in a raft in the pool then, laying in a raft, and all of these wounded children within me started to appear in this raft with me. I didn't know what was going on. This really took me back of feeling so confused and not knowing what was happening in the moment. And then this man got in the water with me, and he took my arms and he put my arms around these wounded parts of me, trying to teach me that I need to love them. I need to love myself. I need to heal. It was profound. It was so healing. I don't know what to do. I just bawled because it was so healing. Now, when I left that workshop, and I'm trying to understand my experience because, like I said, I really wasn't following a spiritual path, so this was all very new to me. And I went back to my office, and I decided I'm going to do this with all my clients. This meditation is so powerful. If it worked that way for me, what's it going to do for everybody else? And even though I wasn't trained to use it, I felt that I could do that. And all my clients responded really well to it. Now, I practiced this meditation, bringing this man, the spirit guide, in every day into my meditation with me. And I kept wondering, why aren't we talking? Why aren't we having conversation? And I heard a voice inside of me say, just say hello. And I said, okay, I'll just say hello. And I said hello, and we just started talking, and the conversations haven't stopped. Now, the healing and the lessons that I have been getting over the last 3 years have been unbelievable. It's been, I can't even describe the process. It's a spiritual journey guided from within.
Yeah, and you call this, you talk of this as a conversation with God, almost like yeah. Neil Donner Walsh and others that have written mm-hmm. books about this too. So how do you know it's God that's speaking to you?
Well, that's really interesting. I figured out the man at first, it was Jesus. I didn't want to accept that, and that was all programming within me because I couldn't understand why Jesus was coming to me. I had no foundation of Jesus. And, but about 2 months later, I was in bed, I was sick, and, I was praying and I wanted to know my purpose. And all of a sudden I heard, are you ready to listen? And I just, you know, it was scary hearing that voice, but I was like, I know exactly what he was talking about. My ears have been closed all my life. I didn't want to listen to what anybody ever said to me because of my upbringing. And when God speaks to you, you know it. You know it in your heart. Your heart just knows when you're connecting with an energy. And I know that in my heart, that's who I'm speaking with at that moment.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we'll hear more about Debbie's conversations with God.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I am talking with Debbie Goldberg, who's the author of Are You Ready to Listen? God and God's Covenant. And so, Debbie, we've been talking about your experience of how this all started for you, and you were talking about how you knew it was God that was speaking to you, and also, you know, sometimes it's Jesus or sometimes it's angels, other entities that come to you. Do you think of yourself as being chosen or of?
No, I think from what I understand that we all have the ability to do this, and I believe that I'm fulfilling my contract with, I talk about God's covenant as an agreement. That's what I'm calling an agreement that we made pre-birth of what this life is going to be about, the lessons and, what else, you know, you were going to bring to this life. And so I believe that these books are just part of what my contract was of getting it out to people that we all are divinely connected always, and that every single person has the ability to do this, and that we connect in different ways. Some people hear, some people are visual, but God or the spiritual realm always talks to you through your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people don't think they have the ability to do this. How do you teach people how to speak with spirit and God, Jesus, whoever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I use the same meditation Margaret used. That is the most powerful meditation. I just could not believe how it opens up your heart center and it opens you up in your heart to allow you to hear spirit. And everybody that I've done this with, and I would say probably 200 people, I've had two or three people that could not connect, but all the rest have. And once you allow spirit to come in, and it doesn't matter what form you see it in, whether it is a human or an animal or a light or a tree or whatever it is, the ocean, you're able to start connecting with it. And whether you can hear it, well, you're using your imagination to get started. So you're usually able to visualize. But hearing, some people hear as a knowingness that floats up within them. And some people hear it in your mind, like almost auditorily.
Yeah, we all, and yeah, it's just like in the people who do psychic training, we learn that we all see differently. We think mm-hmm. of people who see, they actually visually see with their eyes, but some people it's just a matter of knowing or hearing a voice or sensing, mm-hmm. as all our different senses. And to be aware of when things are happening. And a lot of times if we don't see it, we often discount it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's one of my lessons in getting stronger in my intuition is to stop using my eyes to prove things to me and to validate that I need to lean more onto my knowingness.
Well, what kinds of questions have you asked God, and what kind of, you know, healings that's done for you?
Well, Margaret's inner bonding is teaches you how to go in using a similar guided meditation to retract or find those ages of you that are still hurting that need to be healed. And what started to happen for me is as I got kept practicing being with Jesus in my meditations, all of this stuff that I had, feelings that I had been shoving down my whole life, self-abandoning, self-rejecting, and suppressing, started coming up, which I call spiritual symptoms, which a lot of people ended up in our offices because of anxiety or depression and so many different things that I really started to understand. This is our soul pushing all of these things up inside of us that need to be healed. And it is so overwhelming. I had anxiety all of my life and I never knew it. I did a really good job at practicing and performing with myself that I didn't even understand what was happening within myself. And so as these feelings would come up, I would sit with Jesus or God and I would ask them what is happening within me because I didn't understand the feelings that I was having and why they were so intense. And one by one, we started working with each one of these wounded parts of me, my ego, and visually understanding and learning how to process all of my pain.
So in that comes the healing of, I know in your book you talk a lot about the issues that came up for you. And you talked about even that first time of being in the pool, that all these, your inner children, like you talk about inner children, like there's more than one child within you. It comes across as that. But there is all these wounded parts of us, and that's how I kind of look at that. And being able to listen to that wounded child is very important, because if they're not listened to, they wreak havoc in your life. They, you know, because they want to be heard. So they're kicking and fighting and screaming in your head, like, you know, pay attention to me. And a lot of times we ignore that because we're just so busy with our life and everything that's external around us. And what's going on is this inner battle of all these unhealed parts of us that are wanting. And then it comes up in a shadow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything started coming up all at once, and it was really overwhelming. I was really scared. The imagery, the guided imagery is amazing. And sometimes I was making things happen that I wanted to be there with them, and other times I would just have a scene open up. I could even be driving the car, and a scene, it was in my third eye, would open up and engage me spiritually to interact within that whatever was going on at the moment. And, you know, God would take me to a special beach island, and we had a table, and I would sit at the middle and Jesus at one end and God at the other. Sometimes the goddess was there, sometimes I met my higher self, which is actually us, but I haven't. Our higher self is, we are the higher self, but the ego keeps splitting us off from the higher self. So I see it as a separate entity, a spirit. And these were places we would have discussions. A lot of times it happens at the beach because that isn't a place that I feel very comfortable with.
Well, and you brought up ego. You talk a lot about ego in the book and the difference between ego and your spirit, higher spirit, and that the ego's there. I mean, you can't deny your ego. I mean, it exists, but there's lessons there for us. In your book, you say Jesus says ego is the protector. It serves a purpose, but what the lesson is too, is not let the ego lead our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's when we get into problems of the higher, you know, letting our spirit be the leader. And can you share a little bit more of your sense of this around the ego and its placement in our life? And
yeah, I think it's a divinely ordered, it's spiritually orchestrated to help us learn lessons. And it also creates all of the illusion that we see around us to learn our lessons. So it's always whatever, it is always projecting outside of us things that need to be healed within ourselves by watching other people or actually things in nature or anything that's around us. So you could be with another person and they are always modeling to you. They don't know that this is happening. This is happening with each one of us. We're modeling back and we're mirroring something that needs to be healed. Your ego, your higher self, and everything's a mirror image, and that is created by the ego. And so I think it is also teaching purposes to for soul growth.
Yes, they're there. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, they're there. And we're going to talk more in the next segment. We're going to talk a lot about that, about the illusions and the mirrors in our life. And you know, they're there for a reason. And if we don't pay attention to them, we just keep it. That's just the shadow, you know, and we keep, it keeps us from living our life on purpose, of really, truly being who we came to here for, to be who we came here for. And and if we don't take a look at these things of what is mirroring out there for us and realize it's a mirror, it's going on inside us, we're going to keep hitting our head on that wall and not have that sense of fulfillment that we're living on purpose. Well, so as I said, we're going to come back and talk more with Debbie Goldberg on about this topic of the mirrors and our fears and how everything's an illusion. So stay tuned.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and today I have Debbie Goldberg with us. She's the author of a series of books. The first one is Are You Ready to Listen, God? And the second one is God's Covenant. Debbie, can you share your website and also what you have available for people there?
Sure. My website is debbiengoldberg.com, and there's a free chapter for Volume 1, Are You Ready to Listen, God? There is also a spiritual symptoms list that you can download. And there's also a healing meditation that was given to me by Archangel Gabriel.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I recommend people to go get that, especially the and it's nice to listen to other people do listen to a meditation that someone's giving, and then you can just be fully be present. So that's great. So we've been talking about the ego. We were talking about illusion and the mirrors in our lives. So let's go a little more into that. A lot of people don't understand that. You're talking about the mirrors. It's kind of like there's a projection of what's going on inside of us out into our outer world. And we see it as mirrors from other people. It's like it's talking to us. The universe is talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the universe is talking to us all the time. So I've in the midst of writing book 3, which is called The Scripture of Heaven, and what I was writing about is how I am experiencing myself through other people and watching what is going on in their life. So it's within the context of their life, but what I am actually experiencing my own self. And I gave an example that we were just talking about in while I was writing Volume 2. I wrote a chapter on forgiveness, and it's really about my mother. And because of the trauma and the sexual abuse when I was younger with my stepfather, my mother was in denial and didn't believe me, and I didn't talk to her for 14 years. And I've carried a lot of weight and with this issue. And many years ago, I decided, probably when I was 36 or 37, I decided that, 14 years was too long, that I need to make amends with her and forgive her. But I had forgiven on a superficial level. And then I'm writing this chapter in the book, and for weeks, maybe months, it was probably months, that I had shoulder pain and I had pain in my hip. And I kept going to the chiropractor and the massage therapist, and it was getting better, but it wasn't going away. And my massage therapist is a shaman, and I asked her what is all of this about, and she said that something you are writing is making you sick to your stomach, and it has to do with betrayal. And I immediately, when she said that, all the dots connected that this is what's going on with me, is I'm feeling like nauseated writing this chapter because I feel like I'm exposing my mother and that I was betraying her to the world of her role of what happened in our household while I was growing up. And the guilt and the shame and fear that was coming up inside of me, I wasn't dealing with it, and it was manifesting in my shoulder and in my hip. And once I started to understand what it was and I started to talk to Jesus about it, you know, all of this pain that I was having and the fear of betraying her, and he talked to me about that it was more important that I teach people how to forgive unforgivable things, and that it was a beautiful chapter and it needed to be written, and that I need to let go of these fears and betraying her. And once I worked on all of that and I processed it and I felt my feelings and let them go, the pain disappeared. Now, some other examples of this is right now I have a dear friend who her mother is dying and she's 91. And she's taking care of her at home in hospice, and I've been there a lot with them, and I've never really witnessed somebody in their last part of life and trying to let go and go through the death process. And that's one of my lessons I have been working on right now, is letting go. I keep getting called inward more, that I need to take my hands off the wheel, but I keep pushing through, and I don't like myself to be uncomfortable, and I want to know all of these things, and I keep pushing. And my friend and I were sitting with her mom talking about what it's like on the other side and that it's okay for her to let go. And I started realizing that what this woman was teaching me is that we can't push her to let go because we're uncomfortable with her feeling uncomfortable, because she would waffle back and forth each day through, I feel like I'm on the other side and I'm seeing spirit, and then I'm scared and I don't want to leave. And which is the same thing that is going on with me in not wanting to let go and just let God lead. So that's another example of, you know, and I realized we can't push ourselves to let go. It is a process of a little bit at a time, more and more and more. And what I was trying to do is the same thing that I was doing to myself. I also see examples in my husband all the time. He could maybe react to something and be in a upset mood, and I'm wondering, why is he so upset? And then I think, oh yeah, I've been upset over something and I've been stuffing it down. And so he is showing me me. He's showing me what I am feeling like on the inside that I'm not paying attention to. Do those help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, that happens so much. We think it's about, you know, somebody else and it's their problem. And if we just, you know, kind of went inward and go, how does this, you know, what am I feeling? What's happening with me? And the other person's problems or issues they're dealing with, they still have their problems, but is this mm-hmm. looking at why are they in my life right now? You know, what is it mm-hmm. trying to show me? And asking those bigger questions. Well, one of the things that, and I want to get into, and you have a chapter about revisiting old wounds and why that's important. So you talk a lot about transmuting the negative energy, because we hold on to the negative energy in ourselves and carry it forward from previous incarnations or from passed down from generations in the family line. And so a real important part of our healing work is to transmute these negative energies that that we carry. And that in your book, you know, that's why you do a lot of work, the inner child work and visiting these old wounds. So I'd love for you to share more how people can deal with this, because mm-hmm. you know, and giving them some tools in that.
Yeah, I really like Margaret's work, and that's what I have used, the inner bonding. She teaches you a 6-step inner bonding process that I've changed it for myself, but it's similar. And she believes that you need a spiritual guide to go in and go to each one of these wounds with, because as you go through guided imagery to, like, I sit with my five-year-old self. And my five-year-old self was anxiety-ridden because of fear in my household all of the time. I never felt safe, and I would probably look like a child that had ADHD, but I didn't. But it was all fear, and it was all anxiety. And so when I first went in and did guided imagery and called her up, and these children inside of us come right up. I do this with clients all the time. They are just under the surface, and you take your guidance with you. So I would have Jesus or my higher self or somebody with me to help me process what happened as a child and why I was feeling the way that I was. And I start journaling with them. And it's really learning how to transform all of that love, that energy to love. That was another process of me learning that we make our own love inside, that God's given us all a full tank, and it's always filled up. It's a never ending well. But how do you receive your own love, and how do you give this love to these hurting children inside of you? And a lot of them wouldn't accept it at first because I wasn't trusted as an adult that I had self-abandoned for so long. But anyway, with the five-year-old self, I was able to understand and start to love that child and not blame them or not want to be around them because her energy was so hyper that just being around her, all this anxiety would come up inside of me. And that was all the anxiety I was carrying all along that I didn't understand what it was. So that is what a process would look like, is using the guided imagery to call a child in. And as you're ready to deal with that particular wound, they come. And if you're not, they don't. And as you keep working on this and get better at self-love, then all of it is energy. All the memories, all of the feelings, all the thoughts, everything's energy. We're energy. So we need to diffuse that energy and then transform it with love. And so what we're doing basically is like being an alchemist and taking all energy that is coming inside of us all day long that is circulating. You get all kinds of energy being around other people or what our thoughts are bringing or karmic energy. And you really become an alchemist learning how to balance it with love.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we have to take another break. So stay tuned. We will come back for more with Debbie Goldberg.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world
into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking today with Debbie Goldberg, author of Are You Ready to Listen? God and God's Covenant. And so we've been talking a lot about the negative energy we take on, our fears, and one of the things that you talk about in your book is inherited energetic belief systems. And I want to talk about this because one of the things that, you know, we see other people and ourselves keep repeating the same patterns over and over. And it's like the mirror keeps showing up until we look at these issues and go through a process of healing and looking at what you're really feeling inside. And, you know, so what's important is to recognize these so you get out of these cycles, because it's a pattern and it keeps repeating. And you know, and especially some people just really take up painful negative events and you just see them go through this over and over. And it gets a little tiring, you know. You have to look at, well, when the mirror thing, why is this person in my life? I have to look at what things am I repeating? That's what you were talking about. So how do we learn to balance and control this negative energy so we don't react to it?
Well, being aware, being present and conscious is the first thing that we have to do. Because if we're not present and conscious, we're not going to catch these things. I mean, I was unconscious for 57 years. I didn't know all of this stuff was going on. And so becoming aware that these are patterns that are happening, whether it's rejection, abandonment, suffering, struggle, lack. It could be about anything. Anything that's not love is part of, well, love is part of, you see love coming at you too, but everything else is a projection of the ego. So if balancing, I actually have been taught by one of my angels to balance my own energy. And I have to do it. I do it daily. I do a bigger balancing of energy weekly, which I hope to be teaching in the near future. Because if we just keep balancing this energy inside of ourselves and learning that we're all the same energy. Everything is the same energy, whether it's other people, whether it's a tree, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything's the same energy. So whatever is, all you have to do is worry about yourself and balancing your own energy. Some people do that with yoga. Some people do it with meditation, prayers. But you are constantly balancing. And what I've been learning is I have to transform all that energy inside of me to love and bring more light within me from spirit. And I also then have to infuse it with joy. I have to infuse actually all the energy with joy, because that's who we really are, or that's what our spirit is pure love and joy. And so it's a practice, it's a guided imagery practice that I use. I'm thinking people probably do that in other ways, like I said, with yoga or other types of meditation. Breath work is very important as ways to balance.
Yeah, and,
so not
and also
reacting to it.
Yeah, reacting, and that reacting is perpetuating the pattern. You know, it's just and learning how to respond rather than react to things. And the other thing that you've kind of touched on is protecting our energy from becoming toxic. So even if you've done this work again, because if we haven't dealt with the pattern, which is like getting down to the core issue, is it abandonment? Is it you know, all the various things that we feel. To protect ourselves from being in or getting out of negative environments. You know, if you have toxic friends who are negative or a family, you know, what can you do to protect yourself from that energy? And first is you know, and you talk about it, is having that awareness, seeing it, being aware that something's going on. And that becomes more evident after you've done some work and you've been healing and going through recognizing your feelings of why you react to something. And then when it happens again, you might, you know, light bulb goes off in the head going, oh, yeah, this is what goes on when I react to this. Here's this negative imprint or this drama, this event in my life. I don't want to be here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself.
Right. Yeah, so if we react to things or we actually suppress it, push it down and not deal with it, gives more energy to that pattern to keep coming back, and it won't be transmuted. The only way to transmute it is to actually process it and deal with the feelings that you're having, and knowing that you are responsible for every feeling that you have. You actually are responsible for everything you see on the outside of you, that you create everything with help divinely orchestrated, just to help you see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like that spiritual responsibility that, you know, it's not up to others to fix you. It's not up to others for them to change. It's for you to do your own work. But what do you feel God wants to tell the world? What's the biggest message right now for us in your parting words with us today?
What God wants everybody to know is how much they are truly loved, and that they are not walking alone. That we all have spiritual guides. In fact, we haven't left the spiritual realm. We are still there, having a like a 3D reality here. And that the suffering and the struggle needs to stop, that there is so much love and grace, and that you need to keep going inside to tap into your own guidance so that you can overcome whatever you were supposed to be doing through this journey and come into who you truly are and really create a life that you feel is worth living, and to feel the love that you have within your own self that is given to you and is always there, that you are not alone.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for your messages, for your books, and being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I'm so happy to be here with you and share this time and to have this discussion that's so important to help people.
Mm-hmm. So everybody check out her website, www.debbiengoldberg.com. You can download a meditation and check out her books, Are You Ready to Listen? God and God's Covenant. So I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and the book Woman of Wisdom, which is an award-winning book and an Amazon bestseller, is now available as a Kindle book, which means it has colored art in it. It's full of art, poetry, stories of the divine feminine from many different voices. And so that's an inspiring book if you're needing to explore the divine feminine and the divine feminine aspect of God. So you can check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. We also are now online selling tickets for a big benefit dinner we're going to do in September, on September 18th. And you take a look at that at our website again. Tickets are on sale. We're going to have a silent auction, live auction, some wonderful entertainment, the Tree of Life, diverse entertainment from our diverse community in Seattle. And we'd love for you to join us. So take a look at that at womanofwisdom.org. So everybody have a great weekend. We're still having wonderful summer weather, and everyone be safe.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.